Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, start your engines. It's time for I'm With Stupid on the BTR Network.
Oh my god, your cupcakes are so gorgeous. Let's go make out now.
Greetings, cheers.
Hola.
Do not talk. I am at war.
Y'all are great. I love listening to y'all. You know why? Because I feel like I'm just sitting around listening to two really cool guys talk.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Hello, Scotchos.
Play it once then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I think I'll get my lesbian card revoked.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
My wife jokes with me that I'm like a salt lick.
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Cheers, greetings, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles to my right, a man for whom every Sunday is Palm Sunday, the irrepressible J-Man. You have an ongoing gag now, don't you?
Gotcha again, Matt Man. I'm too slick for you.
I know. That was pretty good. That's a wrap, folks.
That's the funniest moment of the show right there.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, hola, and welcome, everybody, to another wild and wacky episode of I'm Stupid.
I'll make sure I never hit the applause button prior to the show, so I'll be surprised.
Oh, yeah, don't ruin it.
I know, I won't.
Oh, you're just the kind of guy who would.
No, I know how to be a straight man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So how's everything going?
Oh, it's fine.
All right.
Low gray, we're waiting on the white death, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to start snowing here in a couple hours, allegedly, if Jamie Simpson isn't wrong once again.
Well, it all went north of us, it looks like.
Yeah. Well, we're supposed to get anywhere from 5 to 8 inches.
That's exciting.
I know.
But they originally thought we were going to get snow. Well, it looks like a little bit of snow heading our way. Temperature 34, but I think it'll be all right today.
Well, yeah, and that's what it is about. That's what about it is about here. About 34, so 33, 32, 34. Something like that.
Yeah.
So it's nothing going to, if we do get all that snow, it's just going to be a sloppy mess. And that's kind of hot.
Yeah. They're getting some pretty serious snow in central Missouri, Rolla, the Columbia.
Rolla, home of Rolla Technical Institute.
Yeah, it used to be University of Missouri, Rolla, and now they're.
Well,
yeah, it's where Stubby Stonehenge is there.
Excuse me?
Stubby Stonehenge.
What is that?
It's a like a 1/3 scale replica of Stonehenge.
Really?
Yeah, oh, it's cool.
I've been there.
How
about that? That's interesting.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a little apprehensive today, Matt.
What's the problem?
A little on edge.
What's
a little on edge. I'm being forced to switch banks.
Oh, you have
my bank.
Something about that.
Yeah. My bank, and we won't name them. Their initials are Bank of America. But, sold all their Arkansas, Missouri, and I think Kansas branches to Arvest.
Huh.
And they're doing the big switch over this weekend. So I'm in banking limbo here.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. And I'll have to wait until sometime after 8 a.m. tomorrow and go online and see if my vast fortune has been transferred.
So you could actually be broke right now and not know it.
Yeah, I pretty much know I'm broke.
Well, you could read it on a printout.
Right. Oh, exactly, yeah.
Make it official.
You know, it's always great to get that confirmation from the bank that, well, you're broke. You know, like you try to get some money out of the ATM and the slip says, your broke ass can't afford $50.
I don't have that problem.
No.
Because I just take Schmoop's ATM card. There's always money in the bank in her account.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Schmoop takes care of business.
Yeah, she does. She's always open for business.
Uh-huh. Welcome to folks in the chat room.
Yeah, yeah. We got Jamie, and we got Sue, and we have a guest. Welcome all, and happy Palm Sunday to you, or as we're calling it here today, Palm Fun Day.
That's right, because there's nothing more fun than, you know, religion.
No, there's not. It brings people together.
It does. And
yes.
Big birthday shout out.
To whom, Jay?
The J-Mom.
Woohoo, J-Mom.
Happy birthday.
And not only is she the birthday girl today, she's also...
Uh-huh.
If you go to IWSradio.com, you will find that she is the IWS Babe of the Week. You know, I didn't know you were going to play that. I thought you paused because you were disturbed that I made the little...
Yeah, well, that was a little bit...
Uh-oh, Jay. Oh, where is it? Hold on. Just now, the flakes are flying.
There we go.
Uh-oh, it's come. It's here, Jay.
It has begun.
Yes, the white death has reached Bagwine. And just on cue, the guy upstairs is yelling. So I think he's yelling at the snow, Jay.
Either that or that big St. John's, Virginia NIT battle.
God. Oh, I'm a very...
He's yelling something like, flagrant! That's a flagrant foul!
Oh, my God. You know, I'm kind of a pacifist. Every measure should be used before you go to war, but I want to kill that man. Oh, my God.
Well, just go across the hall to little Jimmy Stewart.
No,
and,
I could,
and,
yeah.
And tell him, say, look, you want to make everything solid? You want to make everything even with us? Go upstairs and kill that guy.
Well, I wouldn't even have to put it like that. I would just say, Schmoop wants you to go upstairs and kill him. That would work better.
Okay.
And another guest in the room.
All right.
So we're rolling. We're 8 minutes into it. So we only have 1 hour and 52 minutes to go. Once again, I am the math man.
Yes, you are.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. And we got more birthdays in addition to the J-Mom. This is birthday week.
Yeah, it's birthday haven. Yeah,
birthday week.
Yes. I'll tell you what, it all kicked off on March 21st, J-Man. Old Mississippi Mike. Mississippi Mike celebrated his 47th birthday.
The big 4-7.
Yep. So.
Yeah, well, happy birthday to Drive-By.
Yeah. And Kung Fu, whatever he happens to call himself on.
Yeah, whatever. Whoever he is today.
He's a little upset, though, Jay, because he went to the doctor on his birthday and he found out his cholesterol is high.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so now he He really wasn't in a midlife crisis until he found that out. Now he's dying. He's going to be dead within a year. And I get to listen to it every day.
Oh, well. Yep, every single day. How's it going? Cholesterol. I'm dying.
I think it's more than just cholesterol. I think it's karma, because now he's just miserable. It's all coming back to him.
Yep. So, and who else do we have birthday coming up in just 3 short days?
3 short days, baby. March 27th, we have Jay. In fact, this would be a nice segue. We have the birthday of the uber lovely, my BFF OSP, the Schmoop.
Tea break with Schmoop.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, Schmoopalicious.
How are you this fine wintry day in the spring?
Oh, I'm just tremendous. Getting better by the hour.
Awesome.
Unlike the weather, which is deteriorating by the hour.
What's it like down there?
It's just cold and windy. Very, very windy. Small craft warning out on the lakes.
Well, you better go anchor that boat there, buddy.
I guess so. Yeah, it's cold and it's windy and it's cloudy, but the snow is mostly north of us.
Yeah, up here.
Yeah, some of it's got to be somewhere.
Yeah, I suppose so.
So, you got big plans for the upcoming birthday?
No, no big plans. I hope I get a paycheck that day, because that's when I get paid.
There you go.
And I want to say happy birthday to the J Mom. She's awesome. And
she is.
You know, it'll be 3 years this year that my mom's gone. So.
Oh, well.
It's, yeah. Happy Dead Mom Day.
Happy Dead Mom Day. That's right.
There you go.
Cupcakes? You got cupcakes? Cake? Cookies?
Yes,
party?
And ice cream. Yes, of course. I always have that, though. It's a party every day here.
That's breakfast.
So what are you doing to celebrate your mother's birthday today?
I'm doing the show.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take her to, go pick it up, because she doesn't like to go places, but go get dinner from Colton's.
Cool.
And unless it's snowy, we'll do it tomorrow. Unless it's snowy, then we'll do it Tuesday.
Oh, man.
We're flexible about these things, you know.
You guys are just so laid back.
Yeah, oh yeah. Whatever happens, happens.
That's cool.
So you are bandage free, are you?
I am bandage free, and it's been a long 5 months.
Yes.
But like I told you earlier, dear, the scar is impressive.
Sweet, that's nice.
Cool.
Can you
all
freak people out with
it? All the way down the middle. Oh, no, I haven't shown anybody.
Oh.
Matt goes, that's nice.
Yeah, well, you know Matt.
Yeah.
It's not easy to impress Matt.
No, it's not easy to impress Matt. You're right.
All right.
I think it looks kind of gangster myself.
You're hardcore.
He's like, well, that's good.
Anybody threatens to torture you, you just show them the scar and they go, oh my God.
People were more threatened by the tube.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Scar.
Money to your life, bitch. I got a tooth.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah! Don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
Hold on, honey.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. So, happy birthday to the Schmoopster.
And.
Yes.
One day after the Schmoopster.
Mm-hmm.
The
Bring it, baby.
Continued.
Bring it.
On the 28th.
Uh-huh.
Will be Warrior Cat's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Uh-huh.
It's sexy week.
It is sexy week.
So, shout out to Miss Warrior Cat.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. 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 Okay. Okay.
So, it's Palm Sunday.
Yes, it is.
That's a big day.
It is a big day. It's
for
Jesus.
For Christian types.
That's right. His big triumphant entrance into Jerusalem.
That's right. Where he kicked the door in.
Yes.
Said, Jesus is in the hizzy.
Yes, he did. And I'll tell you what, Jay, in fact, I know you have a little bit of shaky confidence in him. But a guy on your dick is covering the event as we speak.
Well, let's see how guy's doing.
Okay, see if he's sobered up.
See,
any.
All right.
Come
upright.
On, guy. Yeah. Guy, give us a full report.
Jay, Mattman, guy on your dick here, coming to you live from Jerusalem, where the denizens of J-Town are waving and laying down palm fronds in honor of the son of that great muckety-muck in the sky, Jesus Christ. This palm frenzy thing is much the same way that people in Palestine used to honor Dionysus eons before the arrival of Jesus. And as you know, I have a soft spot in my heart for Dionysus, as he is the god of wine, and there are so many similarities between the Big D and the Big J. Resurrection, wine, eating flesh, drinking blood, it's gorgeous, but I digress, as I often do. Jesus is sitting on his ass through the palm-strewn roads, the masses waving their palms in deference to his kingliness. And they're also waving them today because it's hotter and steamier than Marlon Brando's ass crack. And trust me, guys, standing next to a sweaty Jew who has just eaten mutton and bitter herbs is no place to be. The Nazarene is currently waving to the crowd as he trots through. Shriners zipping about on tiny wee chariots. Lepers dressed as clowns cavorting up and down lines of celebrants are tossing their skin and body parts to the kids. The crowd is smiling, clapping their hands in approval, and music is being provided by the 200-strong Marching Pharisees Drum and Shofar Corps. Directly behind them is a horse-drawn flatbed carrying a huge colorful crucifix made out of papyrus mache. The foreshadowing abound on the streets of Jerusalem today, and I have it on good sources that Jesus, his apostles, and Mary Magdalene will, after the parade, plan their menu for the Last Supper and check their March Madness brackets. And that, my friends, is what's going on today here in J-Town. This is Guy on your dick. Back to you guys in the studio.
Sounded like he's back, Jay.
Well, I tell you, he...
Not bad.
You know, when the lights come on, that red light comes on the camera, he is... He's there, baby.
It's like all the Cuervo sweats out of his body, and he's...
That's right.
He hits his mark.
I tell you, you know, we had serious discussions about whether or not to bring him back. And,
yeah, I know.
It may surprise some folks out there, but Mattman made the case for compassion.
I did. And it is the time of year for compassion and resurrection.
Well, for most people.
Yeah.
But Matt, you appeal to my don't be so goddamn judgy side.
Exactly.
Even though we're celebrating a pretty judgy guy.
Yeah, I know. But you were accused of being Judgy McJudgerson yourself last night.
Well, no, it was just kind of a joke.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There's the fourth handsome brother that plays for Gonzaga. Dude with the long hair was driving me crazy. Every time they'd show him, he was like trying to push his hair back behind his ears and flatten it down. I'm like, dude, if it's that much of a problem, just cut it.
Cut it.
God, if it's bothering you so much, because it's bothering me.
And it is all about you.
Yeah. Not that it matters now because they're gone, Zaga.
Yeah. Gone. Just like Georgetown.
Out of here.
Just like Georgetown, Gonzaga, they're not celebrating March Madness. They're celebrating March Sadness.
Aw.
That's a shame.
But it's still Palm Sunday.
It is.
And I'm sure they're having a big time over in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And in Israel and the Middle East. And,
they probably
had a little soiree at the Vatican.
Well, the Pope met with Pope Emeritus yesterday.
Yeah. Frankie.
Yeah, Frankie. How you doing, Benny?
Yo. Yep. Yeah, they had a good time together.
Had a little
lunch.
Yeah, it's always good when a German and a man of Italian descent get together. Nothing could go wrong there, could it?
That's right. There's never been a bad plan put together by those two.
No.
Yeah, but I tell you what, big Palm Sunday doings right here in Redneckville.
Really?
Big to-do out at the First Baptist Church.
Oh, really?
And I sent our newest correspondent, Billy Roy Stonewall Jackson.
So new,
there.
You could barely remember his name.
That's right. I had to look at my notes. Well, he hadn't been here very long. He may not be here long afterwards.
He doesn't even have his W-4 yet filled out yet.
Doesn't even, you know what? I just wrote his name down and stuck it on the door of his office with that silly putty stuff that you hang pictures with, because there's no guarantees in this business.
That's right.
Just ask Keith Olbermann.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, let's check in with Billy Roy and see how things went this morning.
Certainly.
This is Billy Roy Stonewall Jackson. I am coming to you live from the First Baptist Church here in Redneckville, Arkansas, where we had a special Palm Sunday reenactment of Jesus' triumphant return to Jerusalem. Redneck High School senior Tanner Mathis played the role of Jesus with his long, beautiful blonde hair and steel blue eyes, lending a realistic look to the role. He's been growing his hair out for 6 months at least, just for this. Misty Shaw reprised her role as Mary Magdalene from last year, and newcomer Demetrius Jamal Johnson was the obvious choice to play Judas. George and Mary Berry once again allowed us to use their pet donkey Clarice for Jesus to ride on. This is the ninth straight year for Clarice to be in the program, and Mary Berry says that Clarice looks forward to this all year long. Also, the Redneck High School Art Club made a faux stone wall around the softball fields and a fake wooden gate for Jesus to pass through to lend even more realism to the program. The whole thing almost fell into chaos, though, when Cleta Clary's grandson, Bryce, jumped up and yelled, "Don't go in there, Jesus. Them Jews are going to kill you." Well, luckily for the professional cast and crew, they were able to keep things together and get through the rest of the show. I don't see what the big deal was myself. A little historically accurate heckling never hurt anyone. Well, that's the update from here, folks. It was a beautiful Palm Sunday at the FBC. For IWS Radio, this is Billy Roy Stonewall Jackson. God bless America.
That was nice. That sounded like a good event.
Sounded like a good time.
Yeah.
You know, actually, at first, I thought that I had screwed up and only uploaded the Hosanna music.
Mm-hmm.
But then, anyway, hey, Billy Roy's not bad. He needs a little polishing. You know, he just graduated from Redneckville Community College and Day School.
Really?
Communication.
Sounds like he needs a couple of amphetamines is what he needs.
Well, he wants to articulate each word.
Which is pretty
properly.
Pretty uncommon for a southerner.
Right. Well, like I said, he's new. He's getting into this.
That's good. That was nice. I like that. Made me feel warm.
Yeah. You know what it's time to do?
What?
It's time to open the Big Dick Hotline.
Yes, it is at 661-244-9852. That's 661-244-WOLP. So call us on the Big Dick Hotline. Yes, Jay, I figured that out yesterday. You can't make a great name out of our last four numbers. I tried everything.
Well, did you try the first three?
Well, I was going to, but oh god, it's such a hassle.
It looks like it's going to be something like etch or fuzz.
You know, I was working it yesterday at the beer mine, and that's the best I could do.
Well, you know what? That's all I can ask of you, right?
Well, exactly. So once again, that is the Big Dick Hotline at 661-244-9852. Give us a call. Tell us what you're doing on Palm Sunday. And love the baby Jesus with us.
And you know what's really awesome about that?
What?
It took 225 shows in 2.5 years for either of us to try to make a word out of the last four digits.
And the worst thing is, it's still a nonsensical word.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, though. Speaking of the beer mine yesterday, Jay, I nearly ignited a racial incident.
Uh-oh. I can't believe that. Not you. Not you.
Oh, boy. Well, as you know, you saw a picture on my personal Facebook page the other night, or yesterday, that it said, you know, you better buy up beer and smokes because the white death is coming.
Right.
Well, a middle-aged black woman came through.
Uh-uh.
And with scorn in her voice, what is that sign supposed to mean? What is the white death?
That's the Klan.
So I had to explain that it was the impending snowstorm. And she backed off a little, but still not too happy as she drove away.
Well, that's the way most people drive away, right?
Well, that's true. That's true. Very good.
Huh. Ooh, looky there.
Uh-oh.
On the switchboard.
Yep.
Dude, my lights just flashed.
Uh-oh, what does that mean?
Let's just hope that was just a one-time little fluke. But if I disappear, I'll call back in on the cell phone.
Okay.
As the lights do go out. Anyway, take that call.
Oh, am I supposed to pick that one up?
Well, the bottom one, it says a name.
Yes. Katie, you're with Stupid.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Oh, we're wonderful. We're fabulous.
You sound giddy.
What? I just woke up.
Oh. Are you still in bed?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, the same.
Katie?
Yes.
We have something important we have to ask you.
Yes, we do.
Oh, God.
What are you wearing?
Oh, my God. Don't ask it.
Well, it's too late. We already did.
Oh, I'm wearing clothes.
And Jamie.
Well, yes?
In addition to Katie calling, did you see who sauntered into the chat room?
Well, hello there. Jesse Ferg.
The Ferg man.
He makes his presence felt.
I bet that was a surprise to see me call in.
What was that?
I said
yes.
That was a surprise to see me call in.
It was.
Very much so.
Much like being surprised as Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. You know, Katie, there's a rule in radio. Do you know what that one rule is?
What?
You should call in. If you call in, don't do it on a speakerphone.
I'm not on speakerphone.
Really?
She's in the bathroom
where
it echoes.
Oh, that's hot.
Uh-huh.
1 minute, I'll fix it.
Well, we don't have a minute.
Oh, and help, hey, Matt, there's somebody else in the chat room.
Let me look. Holy cow.
And she's gone.
Of course she is, because she probably has no sound.
Still has no audio. I don't understand what the problem is.
Did I fix it?
Huh?
Did I fix it?
Oh, no, you're fine. We were talking about someone else.
Oh.
It's not
Shout
all
out.
About you, Katie. Come on now.
Yeah. We're talking about...
I'm not sure if I fixed my audio, because sometimes when I call in on my Skype, a lot of people can't hear me because I don't have my earphones in.
Oh. Hmm.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
What are you up to this morning, Katie?
While I'm getting ready for work, I have to go to work. I don't want to, but I have to.
Oh.
Yeah. But I decided to call into your guys' amazing show because I am your guys' fan, and I love you guys. Woo!
Woo!
Woo! That sounded like Nature Boy Ric Flair. Woo!
Woo!
When's your next show, Katie?
Well, I usually have them on Tuesdays, but since I'm seeing my girlfriend this Tuesday, we can't do a show together now, so we have to probably do it next Tuesday. So.
Did you say you got to do something with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Exactly, and let's be very descriptive here, are you going to do with your girlfriend?
Do I have to share?
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, since this is like my second time seeing her, we're going to have a little bit of fun.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind?
I don't want to share.
Oh.
Use your
She's shy. Matt, she's shy.
I understand. Well, just, you know, Katie, once you hang up, Jay and I are going to have to describe the fun that you will be having
as,
with your girlfriend.
As best we can.
Exactly. We have to extrapolate.
And for everyone out there listening, you can check out the KDD show at blogtalkradio.com/ KATIEDAVIS and the number 4.
4. I'm actually somebody you guys would love to have on your show because I'm like really fun. Like a lot of people say like, oh, well, like, if you go to, like, somebody else's show, they go, oh, there's Elmo. I'm like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I'm actually really fun to have on your show, though, but.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm full of energy.
All right, then.
Right. You're a good time, is what you are.
All of the time. For anyone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you got purple hair.
Yeah, pretty purple hair. Purple like the robe of Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, Katie, you better get ready for work.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting me call in. Love you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Awesome. All right.
Bye-bye. Have a great day, babe.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right. That was Katie
fun.
D.
Yeah, a little Katie D.
Sweet Katie D.
Oh, very sweet.
This nice, sweet girl.
Zoftig.
A little crazy.
Wacky.
Gonna have a good time with her girlfriend.
On Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. And you know what?
What?
I'm gonna have a good time thinking about
yeah.
her and her girlfriend on Tuesday.
Uh-huh. I hope guy on your dick doesn't find
mm-hmm.
out about this.
I just mark that on my calendar.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Had to go to Walmart yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Oh, I did. Well, I had to get
sorry.
Had to get the birthday cake for the J Mom.
Oh, that's
and,
right.
Because that's how we class it up down here.
Yeah.
And we go to Walmart for the birthday cake. And as I was going in, there was a woman who had one of those little scooters putting her stuff in the trunk. And then she said, young man. And,
she said
of course,
that
to
you?
I kept walking because I assumed she wasn't talking to me. But then I realized
exactly.
She was talking to me. And she asked me if I would take the scooter in because she didn't think it was right to leave it out there in the little cart corral in the mist and the cold.
Right.
And I said, sure, okay. And then she asked me if I knew how to drive it. And I was like, no, but life's an adventure, right? So then she gave me a little tutorial as if I was exceedingly stupid. But I was at Walmart, so, I mean, she's just playing the odds, right?
Yeah. Well, she was acting like Melissa Harris Perry talking to her audience. Wasn't
right. Right. And so then I went tear-assing through the parking lot in that thing, waving at people, screaming, no brakes, no brakes.
Oh, God. Get me off this thing.
And then I did a little... You know, they've got out front of the Walmart, out front of the doors, they've got those little posts, you know, so nobody can drive through the front door.
Yeah,
I did a little S weave through those, you know.
God, you're Batman.
Well, then I got inside and I did a couple of donuts like a NASCAR driver.
Of course. And then you rolled it, you know, pretending you were Danica Patrick.
Right, and I slammed it into the wall.
You were probably going 2 miles an hour the whole time, weren't you?
Slammed it in the wall, and I jumped out of it, and I pointed at the nearest man and said, that's your fault.
God. Well, that's good.
Anyway, that was my excitement for the day.
Well, that's pretty good.
That's not bad.
No.
All right. So, quick check of Twitter here. See if there's anything important going on.
Got to do the Twitter check.
Yeah. Nothing exciting.
No.
Well, we do have a little bit of. If I can find it here, we got some. Breaking news.
What's going on?
Twitter last night. UCLA fired head coach Ben Howland.
That's terrible.
But wait.
Uh-oh.
This morning, a statement from UCLA that they have not fired Coach Ben Howland. Oh, wait. Just coming over the ticker on CBS.
Uh-oh.
UCLA is set to fire Coach Ben Howland tomorrow.
Oh, God. Is Carl Rove their source for these stories?
I don't know. So he's been fired and unfired and refired. And
or it could be Dick Morris. Oh,
what,
boy.
What, oh, Katie says she's not wacky.
Well, I saw that. She's wacky.
I don't understand. That's wacky's a good thing.
I know.
Why would she be mad at that?
I don't know. Katie's mad, it says.
I know. And she, when
like
she gets mad, she talks in the third person.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I get that a lot from people, too. You know, wacky's a good term. We like wacky, don't we, Jay?
Well, yeah. All the time.
I've gotten grief from people when I call them an adorable goofball.
Well, see?
See? There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with being goofy, wacky.
She says she thought we were being mean. When have we ever been mean?
Never. Never.
Never.
Oh.
My goodness.
Good.
Now I'm hurt.
I am too. Now Jay and Matt are mad.
Just a little, you know, a little heartache.
Yeah, a little irked. A little sadness.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. And this was supposed to be a fun day, Jay.
I know it. Oh, but now she says she's sorry, so it's all good.
Okay, all right.
See, we worked it out. See, that's what people need to do. Need
exactly.
To I mean, you got Israel returning fire with Syria this morning. You don't do that. Don't shoot at each other.
No.
Work it out. Just work it out.
Yeah, take them a latke.
Exactly. All right. Come over here, Katie, and let's hug it out.
Let's have a big group hug.
That's right. Get your girlfriend in here, too.
Oh, yeah.
Let's all just have a big group hug.
Because one motto of IWS Radio has always been, we love lesbians.
Oh, yes, we do. And lesbians love us.
Yes, they do.
It's a mutual respect thing.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, speaking of lesbians, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Slider Ballscock.
Uh-huh.
He's in Israel today.
Well, why wouldn't he be?
Well, people don't know, but we should let them know. And I think he might have something to say about lesbians.
Let's see what's going on with him.
All right, let's check him out. Slider, go ahead, buddy.
Hi, sports fans. Slider Ballscock here, coming to you live from Jerusalem, Israel, as I cover the first and inaugural induction ceremony of and to the Goldie Meyer Jewish Athletic Hall of Fame. The crowd is still crackling with electricity after the first class of three great Jewish athletes was announced seconds ago by MC, Jewish American pop star and sports fan, one Billy Crystal. The first name announced was that of perhaps the greatest Jewish athlete of all time, the Major League Fireballer, who was one of the best to ever take the pitcher's mound, Brooklyn Dodgers hurler Andy Koufax. The secondary name announced was that of LPGA great Amy Alcott. Miss Alcott scored 29 victories on the LPGA Tour during her career as she not only battled the topsy-turvy terrain of the world's toughest golf courses, but battled the stigma and hotness of being a Jewish lesbian as well. The final inductee of the class of 2013 was none other than Sweden's Gustav, the Vortex Perlman, who, for 13 straight years, from 1974 to 1985, won the All Scandinavian Dreidel Championships. Gustav brought the audience to tears of laughter when he took to the podium, smiled, and said, "Show me the geld." But I'm sure today, back in the States, there are plenty of sad Iowanians who were hoping that hometown boy and former NFL quarterback Sage Rosenfels would be inducted this year as well. But unfortunately, he was passed up. Maybe next year, Sage. Congrats and shalom to the 2013 class of the Golden Meyer Jewish Athletic Hall of Fame. For now, this is Slider Ballscock, leaving it all on the field and headed for the showers. But for more great radio with Jay, Matt, and the IWS gang, you stay right there.
Wow, he can break it down. I did not know that Amy Alcott was gay.
Had no idea.
No, none.
Didn't know she was Jewish either.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm disappointed in myself. I knew so little about Amy.
Oh, my God, yeah. Being the golfer yourself.
Right.
That is kind of sad. You didn't know Clay Aiken was gay either, did you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, did you?
Picked up on that.
Did you?
Did you know that Sandy Koufax went to the University of Cincinnati?
I did not know that.
There you go.
Huh.
Somebody broke down the NCAA brackets by the most famous and greatest alumni.
Wow.
And that's Sandy Koufax, Cincinnati. Which, of course, this is also how I found out that Jim Jones went to Butler.
You know, the ironic thing about Sandy Koufax, the Jew that he is, going to UC, it's kind of funny that he went to a school in a city whose nickname is Porkopolis.
Yeah, well,
that's kind of odd.
Yeah. Yeah, probably resulted in a little self-loathing.
It did.
Now Katie, the family bird died.
Oh.
Katie's having a heck of a bad morning.
Boy, she is.
I tell you.
But it's all going to be better, Katie, because you get to make out with your girlfriend on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then she's going to bring us the pictures.
Yeah.
Or was she implying that I'm allowed to be the one taking the pictures?
That would be hot.
I have a camera.
I know you do.
Just saying.
And we're coming up.
Mark down, buy extra batteries for camera.
Yeah, there you go.
List here.
And we're coming up on 12 minutes to the hour. And once again, you can call in and tell us about Palm Sunday, NCAA, whatever's on your mind. It's on the Big Dick Hotline at 661-244-9852.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Give us a holla.
Give us a holla. Give us a Jesus. Give us an amen. It's Palm Sunday, people. Let's get your religion on.
That's right, even though we didn't go. But we didn't go to church this morning. But that's because we have to entertain the masses.
Exactly.
We have another calling. A radio calling.
Exactly.
Something.
We're kind of like Paul Crouch, Jan Crouch, all the fine folks over at TBN.
Yeah, I don't know any of them. Surprisingly
don't you
enough.
Oh. No. Benny Hinn, you know Benny Hinn.
Heard of him?
Benny Hinn. There you go. There's someone we should celebrate today because, you know, he's an evangelical Christian and yet born in Israel.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yes, he is. He's Israeli.
Yeah. Did he convert?
I don't know.
Is he? No. Is his last name actually Hinstein?
He converted to money, is what he did.
Hinberg? Benny Hinberg? That sounds about right.
Yeah, Benny Hinberg. Who drives Cadillacs and BMWs and backs it up by saying, where in the Bible does it say I have to drive a Honda?
That's right.
He's a good man.
He said, God wants us all to be rich. He especially wants me to be rich. And he wants my good friend Joyce Meyer to be rich. He wants John Hagee to be super fucking rich.
Ron Parsley.
Yeah, Rick
God
Warren.
Parsley. Yeah, oh God, yes.
He wants all of them to be ungodly wealthy in his name. And as Jesse Ferg points out, Benny Hinn does hit people with the palm of his hand.
There you go. He's keeping it real.
And he wants to know why God doesn't want him to get laid.
I see that.
Well, you know, God gives us all our obstacles in life, Jesse. But, you know, as people on Facebook tell us all the time, he doesn't give you anything more than you can handle.
But because he is such a good guest and always, you know, shows up a lot, we should open up a Jesse Ferguson love line.
Yeah, maybe we should. I think they've tried it before, but we can give it another run. They may have done that on the woodshed back in the day. That's a cool name for a radio show, The Woodshed.
The Woodshed, yeah.
By the way, quick check of the early NCAA game.
Yeah.
25-25. Who? Oh, Iowa State and Ohio State.
Oh, so I bet the Iowanians are pretty happy about this thus far.
Yeah.
As Slider calls them.
Yes. Well, they Iowa State will hang tough until, you know, the final few minutes.
Oh yeah,
as they generally do.
And as Ohio State, Ohio State will decide the score in the last 3 minutes.
Yeah. So, and Jesse said that they did make some attempts at the woodshed, and it all failed miserably. Well, you know what? That was, you know, don't take this personally, but that was them, and this is us.
There you go.
We've been known to get things done, buddy.
Damn right. No matter if it takes all night and all morning with a hangover.
That's right. That's right. Let's see. Obama was in it. Obama has returned.
He's returned to the promised land.
No, he returned to D.C.
Oh, no, I'm okay. Thank you.
Yeah. He was in the Middle East this week in Israel.
That's what I meant.
He was hanging out with the fine folks over there.
Oh, yeah.
His good friend, Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yes.
And Shimon.
Perez. Baby. And Jay, you know who else he hung out with?
Who?
Ariel Sharon. And Ariel Sharon had a very private and personal message for him, which we have access to.
Ooh. Very touching.
It was.
Very touching.
Yes. It's always good to see you know, Barack and Bibi getting together, because it's nice to see a communist African hook up with a white right-wing Asian. It brings the world together.
Well, I tell you what, it's a very special moment this week. And this is kind of, this is actually some, some breaking news.
Lay it on me.
That Israeli Prime Minister, this is Benjamin. You might need to hire an editor. Anyway, Netanyahu reportedly gifted President Barack Obama with a 2,000-year-old stone from Jerusalem. He just walking along, he picked up a rock and, hey, Barack, this is for you. This is a special, this is a special Israeli stone that we named Barack. Get it?
And Barack said, it's a rock. And Bibi said, yeah, but it's 2,000 years old. Trust me.
It has, oh, and get this.
Oh. Wow.
Embedded with a tiny gold-coated, Jews are so cheap, tiny gold-coated microchip that contains the American and Israeli declarations of independence. Netanyahu's office called the stone a symbolic gift. Oh,
yeah. With the emphasis on symbolic.
Exactly. You know, Obama would be using that as a paperweight in the Oval Office.
And if you'd like one, you can pick up a replica at Menards for $19.95. Oh, my God. I'll tell you what, Shimon Peres actually seemed to like him.
Well, yeah, they're both Democrats.
Netanyahu, not so much.
No. No, they seem to have patched a few things up, though, this week.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little awkward when they made Obama ride the Muslims-only bus, but...
I think the big awkward moment was when, back in November, when Barack got reelected.
Yeah.
I'm sure yeah. Netanyahu said, oh, shit.
Yeah, and then when Netanyahu ended up having to form a government with the... With the liberals over there. Mm-hmm. Oh, but they sent something home with the for the first lady too.
God, what?
A traditional plate used for Passover. Run to Walmart and buy a plate. We'll tell them it's traditional. We use it for Passover.
The thing is, that's. The thought is not bad, because that's probably what Michelle Obama serves her family is bitter herbs.
Probably.
You're not getting any meat tonight. You're eating bitter herbs, people.
Uh-huh.
We got to stay fit. Look at my
And
family.
They also sent a rubber hamburger chew toy for Bo, the first dog.
Really?
Yeah, it's kosher.
Well, yeah.
Rubber. Of course.
They should have sent a rubber Nathan's hot dog.
A Hebrew national.
I would have been happier with a bottle of Manischewitz.
I know. Either the grape or the peach would have been just perfectly fine. Well, I tell you what.
What's that?
Speaking of Palm Sunday.
Yes.
We have a very, 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 very special interview.
This is huge. Huge.
That we pulled off. And this is the power of IWS World Media.
No kidding.
We sent our gay correspondent, Joshua, to have a little sit down with none other than John the Apostle.
The gay one.
Right. Well, it just so happens.
Well, it's percentages. You know,
right.
They're like, like 9 to 10% of the population. You knew one of the apostles had to be gay.
That's right. Just like there's one, probably one gay person in each basketball locker room.
Exactly.
Right? All right. So anyway, what resulted was honestly was radio magic.
Oh God, it's supernatural.
Right. So we want to share this amazing and rather long interview that Joshua did with John with you. Hey, Joshua here with a very exclusive interview for IWS Radio. I have the one, the only, John the Apostle with me here today. John, thank you so much for being here. You look fabulous. That gown, oh my God, it's beautiful. And the way you've accessorized, you just look incredible, John.
Oh, why, thank you. I picked it up at a cutesy and kissy retro boutique in Chinatown section of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say, Joshua, you look pretty chick-salicious yourself.
Well, thank you. That's so sweet of you. Well, okay, let's get busy. First of all, I just want to know, what was your inspiration for setting up the Last Supper? I mean, was there a theme to the whole thing? Did you get any help from Ina Garten?
Ew, heavens no. Ina Garten is such a boorish bitch. She more than puts the hag in fag hag. No, Joshy, we simply opened all the doors and windows and let the beauty of the Garden of Gethsemane waft through the coarse and hard sawdust-strewn ruggedness of the room as we delightfully noshed on long slabs of unleavened bread and nibbled on deliciously bitter herbs.
That just sounds delicious. Oh, beautiful. Let me ask you, though. Where did you meet Jesus? Did you meet him on Mandate.com or maybe on Grindr or is it somewhere else?
Oh, no, Joshy, you rascal, you. I'll never forget when I met him. I had just gotten done washing my hair in the Sea of Galilee. And while turning around, as I was salaciously tallying off, there before me stood the most gorgeous brown-skinned piece of lamb's meat I had ever seen. And you know what he said unto me? I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. And I said, ooh, baby, let me be your father. And we laugh.
What an exciting encounter. I've never had a good encounter at a nude beach in my life. It's very unfortunate. Anyway, just a quick follow-up on that. Tell us a little secret. Tell us something that only you know about Jesus. Something that only John the Apostle could possibly know. And that nobody else knows about Jesus.
The entire Mary Magdalene thing and the question as to whether he was married to her. You know, Jesus and Mary? Let me tell you. He was the whore. But let me tell you, much like Larry Craig and his wife, it was all for show. Jesus did love the trollop, but he was very bisacramental, if you know what I mean.
That's kind of hot, really, thinking about Jesus that way. Of course, I've always thought of Jesus that way. Well, okay, back to you. You are a very prolific writer. You wrote 5 books in the New Testament, for crying out loud. Super exciting. Well done. Excellent. Excellent writing. Good reading. But not like the Old Testament, which bored me to tears. But do you have any other talents that, you know, you wish people would also remember you for?
Well, I appreciate that, Joshy. People don't know this. I mean, they know me as a writer of text and words of God, but people don't know. I actually wrote the score for the Ten Commandments and the chorus line.
That's my favorite.
5, 6, 7, 8. I love music, and I can blow on a shofar to where it seems like it's talking.
I'll bet you can. Well, okay. Look, I know this is a sensitive subject here, and you probably don't really like to talk about it, but I think we need to make you a little uncomfortable, and I need to know what really happened between you and Cerinthus at the bathhouse in Ephesus.
Oh, my God. Man, Cerinthus, all uppity and stuff. C and I were just sitting one day having an enjoyable steam together when all of a sudden he said to me, "You know, Johnny, Jesus wasn't born of a virgin birth." I said, like, "Ew," and "Shut up." And then he said, "Nope, Joseph put his Jehoshaphat to that chick." And I was like, "Double ew." Then he started to hit on the fugly Nicene cowgirl. I got the blazes out of there, and I exposed him for what he is. The Antichrist. Bastard.
Scandalous. That is just scandalous. Okay, let's lighten the mood a bit here, real quick, just for the fun of it. Bartholomew versus Simon in a no-holds-barred steel cage match. Who you got?
Oh, hands down, Bartholomew, or as I call him, Bartholomew. He's a plowman, you know. A big, strong plowman with firm hands and a strong back.
Really?
Simon? Nothing more than a limp, Peter. Ugh.
Wow, I have to say, I'm totally with you on that, all the way. Well, you know, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for being here. Oh, my God, you were amazing. You know what? I tell you what, I'm heading out to the Glory Hole Bar and Grill for a little, dinner, maybe a drink, and who knows what else. Care to join me, big boy?
Oh, Joshy, just as with Jesus, you tell me to follow you, and I'll be right behind you. Amen, baby.
There is nobody I would rather have behind me than you. Ah, sweet. That's it for this week. This has been Joshua with a very special interview with John the Apostle for IWS Radio. Stay fabulous, kids.
I don't care what you say. That's great radio right there.
Makes me feel a little weird, but it's good stuff.
Made me feel hot.
Man, that was a long audio.
It was very long.
And it was hard.
Yes.
Took hours, people. Hours to produce. But, man, Joshua and John, they get along pretty good.
Yeah, they do. They get along fabulously.
Seemed to be a connection there.
Yeah, almost like Jonathan and David.
Almost.
And, uh-oh, Jay. It's snowing like hell here, J-Man, here in Bagwine, Ohio. Yes, the snow is coming down like manna from heaven. Holy cow. Woo.
Well,
going to be a treacherous trek to get up to the beer mine and collect our beer supplies today.
Yep. And then run through the Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Yep.
Shouldn't be too Katie, crowded. Shouldn't be too crowded at Taco Bell. The Mexicans don't like the snow.
Well, neither do the Costa Ricans, as
exactly.
We found out this week. And the U.S. men's national team beat them in an absolute blizzard in Denver.
And
Costa Rica is protesting.
Crying foul. Game.
And their basic argument is that we aren't used to playing in that, as if the American players are used to playing in that kind of weather, too. I doubt any of the American players have ever played in a whiteout like that.
No, I couldn't see the ball.
Neither could the other side. Just like the old Fog Bowl back in the day. Remember that?
That's right.
That Philadelphia and somebody else.
Chicago.
Okay, Philadelphia and Chicago, yeah.
Yep.
Playoff game, and they had to use the sideline cameras only because it was so foggy.
Or as Slider Ballscock would say, the game between the Phillies and the Cubs.
Exactly. All right. Miss Katie left the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she had to go to work. But she did tweet that she's still a fan
of
IWS Radio and called us both amazing.
We are. And
I would retweet that, but it tells me that her tweets are protected.
Yes, I've given her a little guff about that myself.
Yeah, I guess
because I try to help her out and retweet her show, and I can't.
Yeah, she has enemies out there. I guess.
I know. And if
people
anyone
that
else,
want to do her harm.
Exactly. If anyone else would like to tell us how fabulous we are, they could call in on the Big Dick Hotline at 661-244-9852.
And we'll be gentle.
We will.
Gentle and understanding.
Yes. Compassionate.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Or something.
So, you know, Jesus is kind of a rebel, kind of a radical.
He's rascally. He's a slickster.
Yeah, which is why the Jews felt they had to kill him.
I know.
it wasn't just his entering Jerusalem through the West Gate that pissed him off.
Really?
Oh, he was into all kinds of civil disobedience.
Really?
And other things. Like, I'm told that he tore those tags off the mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm told that... and that he walked right across the grass.
You're kidding.
That had a little sign that says "Stay off grass," and he just walked across it because
that's
Jesus.
Not good. Not good.
Yep. He got his skateboard and he was skateboarding and loitering outside of the downtown shops.
That's not good.
Yep.
I mean,
he didn't care what those signs said.
No.
Because they don't apply to him. He's Jesus.
He's Jesus. He'd be doing the same thing if he was alive today, wouldn't he?
Oh, he absolutely would be.
In fact, what if he were alive today? You know, Jay.
Like a holy rolling stone.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned those things. You know what else today he would be doing?
What?
Well, first of all, he'd go to the grocery. He'd park his damn donkey in the handicap spot.
Of course he would. And I'll mark that off my list.
Everyone's equal. Oh, good. I finally got you for one. And here's the thing. He'd go into the grocery, and after he made his purchase, he'd get in the express lane with more than 10 items.
Oh, yep.
But here's the thing, and I have to give him a little...
12 apostles, 12 items.
Yeah, I know, but I have to give him a little excuse because, you know, he would just go to the express lane with one loaf of bread, but by the time it was his turn, it would be 20. So he kind of gets a pass on that.
I guess. Jesus always gets a pass.
Well, sure he does.
The shit he pulls.
That's why they call it Passover.
That's right. You know what else he would do?
What would he do?
He would sit down and eat a whole can of beefaroni all by himself and not even care that it says serves four on the back of that thing.
He's a good man. And I'll tell you what, and that leads me into a little health-related thing. Yeah, that's supposed to be bad for you, and we got Obamacare coming up, and you got to pay for health insurance. He's not going to pay for health insurance. And he won't pay the tax either. Because you know why? Because he doesn't need health insurance. He can heal himself.
That's right.
Why pay for something I don't need?
That's right. And you know, I'll tell you something else he'd probably do.
What's that?
He'd probably stand right there and light up a cigarette while he was gassing up the Jesus Mobile.
Oh, no doubt. And you know what? At the same time.
Complete defiance.
Oh, hell yeah. And
of those signs.
He'd be lighting off fireworks because he can make his own.
That's true.
Lightning.
True.
Come here.
Yeah. Like, Katy Perry, your boobs shoot off Roman candles. Check this out.
Oh, man, that'd be hot.
Check out where I can shoot lightning from.
I'll tell you what, if he went to go see the St. Louis Cardinals at a baseball game, you know, they closed down beer sales after the eighth inning. He's sitting there with his Dasani water. It's wine.
That's right. Boom. Wine.
I got alcohol sales right here. God, he's a madman.
He is. Well, you know, maybe he is. Maybe he is one of us. Maybe he is just hanging out. Maybe that was him fiddling with his hair throughout that Gonzaga game last night.
It could have been. You never know. You don't want to be too cocky about those things. You want to say,
No. Be careful about who you criticize. Right?
That's right. It could be Christ.
Could be the big guy.
Yeah.
Just wandering around, just seeing how things are going.
Mm-hmm.
Shaking his head going, this is not what I imagined.
He's a shapeshifter.
True.
Mm-hmm. And the shape of the day here in Bagwine is snowflakes.
Well, all right, hold on. I'm gonna go look out the window and see what it's doing here.
Okay.
Live report right here, guys.
All right.
Wow. It's snowing.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
very light. Very light, though. Very light.
Yeah, but that means if it's down there and it's snowing, we're going to get like 12 hours of snow.
He's like, they were not kidding. You are in for a monster snowstorm.
Monster. White death.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Yeah. So, while Obama was in Israel this week, we're just going to bounce around, folks, if that's okay with you guys at home. We're just going to kick it back and forth.
It is March Madness, so we should
it
bounce
is.
Around.
Yep, and but while he was there in Israel, that rock wasn't the only thing that Netanyahu gave Obama.
Really?
They also gave him two tickets for a beautiful Mediterranean cruise. On a Carnival cruise line, okay. Though.
And it was probably to Cyprus, wasn't it?
Probably. Which,
and when you disembark there at Cyprus, they say, your money's no good here. Ah, neither is yours.
Uh-huh. And speaking of Cyprus, they announced today that everyone will be limited to 100 euros from the ATMs. You cannot withdraw more than 100 euros. They're afraid people think there's going to be a run on the banks.
No,
after,
there wouldn't be.
And I don't know why. I mean, just because the government came in and said, you know what? We've solved our problem. We're going to take 9.9% of everything you have in the bank. Each and every one of you. And I thought, my God, don't give our government any ideas. They all just sat there and went, hey. And then, of course, the Republicans said, what we need is for Obama to propose this and then pass it with us voting no so we can pretend we weren't in favor of it, just like
that's
everything
right.
else. Because they were so opposed to this last tax increase that Ron Paul keeps – or that Paul Ryan decided to keep the tax increase in his new budget. They hated it so much. They hated it so much that they kept it.
it's terrible. Tumultuous times, J-Man.
I know.
And you know what tumultuous times call for?
What?
A little uplifting song from our favorite a cappella singer, Buddy A Cappella.
Oh, yeah.
He sums up Palm Sunday pretty well, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
So here
talented
we go.
Man.
He is. So here, caught live at the Sands, Buddy A Cappella. Buddy A Cappella. Ho, look. There we go.
I'm a Nazarene dandy, a Nazarene who will die. A real live, walking, talking son of God. Born on December 25, those Jews and Romans want to kill me because my daddy is the boss. This Nazarene went to town riding on a donkey. Those bastards, they put me on a cross. Oh, wah, 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 wah. I'm a Nazarene dandy, a Nazarene who has died, betrayed by the kiss from some Judas prick, why my buddy Peter denied. Those Jews and Romans thought they'd killed me when they stuck me in that big crevasse. This Nazarene moved the rock and sang and walked away. You all can kiss my Christian ass. Big finish. Hey, you all, bop, 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 can kiss my Christian ass. Yeah. Wait.
There we go.
Soon to be a legend.
Buddy A Cappella.
Uh-huh.
Rocking the house.
Rocking the hizzy.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Shit.
Dude's got some pipes.
I know.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what, you know what else?
What?
Would calm everybody down? That would be the soothing dulcet tones of Billy the Kid at the beer mine.
Should we try old Billy and see what the...
Let's see what's happening at the beer mine.
Okay.
Let's do that. Let's give him a ringy-dingy.
Because, you know, I can see the weather from here, but I'm not out on the street.
Right. We need an on-the-street report.
He might be busy. You never know.
Yeah. See what's happening on the front lines.
Yes.
Beverly Depot.
Bill, you're with Stupid.
Woo!
So now you're calling live from New York?
Well, and various other places.
Okay.
How's the weather there, Billy? Give us a full report.
Well, it is coming down, you know, small flakes.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting kind of slick out.
Is it really?
Going to have to get the, lay the pond fronds out and work on them today.
Very good.
Yeah.
I'm
not the only one to walk on palm leaves, but...
No, I didn't know you could be so topical. I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah.
Shit, Bill. Even the people we call are doing show prep now.
Other than that, it's been pretty quiet, you know, kind of like Christmas morning.
Yeah. Not a lot of
after
beer
the
sales.
Wrappings, after the unwrapping is done. I almost said the raping, but it wouldn't have sounded right.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's only done over the Mike Tyson
well, that
house.
It just depends on what denomination you are, I guess.
Or something. So not busy today? No beer sales?
No. Just a couple of your favorite Pabst Blue Ribbon people came in. And
really?
A couple of natural lighters and some bushies. That's about it.
Okay.
So that Bud Light internet dating commercial hasn't spurred Bud Light sales this weekend? That
no,
one that's driving
no,
everybody
nobody's
crazy?
Nobody's asked me for a date yet, so apparently it ain't working right.
I guess not. That one, that they've been showing that commercial a lot.
I think I might sue them, though. Ooh,
why
is customer.
That?
Well, because they lied on their advertising. Got a customer. You want to hang on or hang up?
Oh, yeah, we want to hear it. Take the phone with you, Phil.
Take the phone
with you.
This is great radio.
Red's in a box and an off. Okay.
I know who that is. Red's in a box and an off. I know exactly who that is.
Well, put him on the air.
Yeah, I'll tell him. Hey, Bill. Bill.
Billy.
Billy!
Okay, total's 9:35.
Bill, put him on the air!
Put him on the air!
Out of 50?
Oh, my God. Out of 50. Ooh, fancy.
Ooh, big spender.
Yes.
No, we don't want to disturb Bill and his counting out the change. Put him on the air.
See you later. I got another customer.
Okay. Hey, Bill, we'll let you go. Should we let Bill go? He's a busy man.
Yes, he is. He's a professional. He's efficient,
is.
Fast.
Mm-hmm.
This is riveting radio, though.
Trustworthy?
Uh-huh. Boy, if we had a... Too bad we don't have a...
I'm back.
Okay. Bill, we were asking you to put the NOS guy on the radio.
Oh. Well, I was kind of holding the phone with me as I went around, but...
And bet you didn't hear us, did you?
No. Well, that's too bad. I can't hear them and hear you at the same time.
Really?
They haven't perfected that technology for me yet.
I'm sorry.
That's too bad. Too bad we don't have a... gunshots sound file. We could have just played that and cut him off.
Yeah, a little bit. Could have did a little bit of doo 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 type music.
Uh huh. We'll be the producers here, Bill.
We got it, Bill. It's cool.
How's the bird doing, Bill? How's your bird?
She's doing okay, I guess.
Not good.
She's still picking. I'm looking at about $1,000 meal if it keeps up.
Mm-hmm.
She won't be much to eat, though, because she's smaller than a chicken. So, you know, it's more like eating $1,000 dove.
Uh-huh.
Well,
kind of like
friend...
a Cornish hen.
Huh?
Kind of like a Cornish hen, Bill.
Oh, Well, Cornish Hen is even too big.
Really?
She's more of a...
A peep?
Like a mourning dove, you know. Cross between that and a cardinal.
Are you sitting
there? And the nice thing is she's already half plucked, so I wouldn't have to... It wouldn't take too much work to get the rest of the feathers off of her.
Well, that's nice. That's good.
But the
bad thing is,
she'd probably talk to me while I was eating her.
Bill.
Yeah. I got another customer.
Okay, Bill, have a good day, and I'll see you soon.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, he hung up the phone this time. Very good.
Did he?
Yes. I think so.
No, I can hear him.
Oh, my God.
You'll need to hang up.
All right. I don't want to, though. Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
It's all better.
Yeah, I could hear the car engine. Yeah, I was going to tell Bill about our poor Katie. Her bird died.
I know.
That probably would have upset Bill.
And I don't mean to laugh, Katie, if you're listening, but...
I mean, we're not happy that your bird died.
No, I'm laughing at Bill. And not about his bird either, just Bill in general.
Yeah, that's as good a segment you'll hear on radio, folks, right there. So as we roll into the fourth quarter of the show... The final 30 minutes.
As we just discovered another radio star.
Yeah, exactly. Who has a sick bird.
Yes. And I'll tell you what, Jay. This would be a good time to calm down. A little good time.
I'm always calm.
Well, I'm not. I'm a little upset about Bill's bird, Katie's bird.
Well,
maybe
true.
Maybe a little poetry would be okay, you think?
Oh, sure, because nothing brings you down like poetry.
I'm sure it's uplifting. So let's see what Paul Pyatt.
Yeah.
See what he has to offer this week.
Poetry and Such with Paul Pyatt.
Gentle and heartfelt greetings to all of you discerning drinkers of the warm and aromatic coffee of life. That is IWS Radio. Renowned poet and IWS literary editor Paul Pyatt here, bringing you some of today's finest in the world of poetry, prose, and people. Today, during our journey along the sullied boulevard of words made magical and life's pentameters made iambic, I offer you a poem from poetess and messianic Jew Sharon Ariel, from her 2012 book, Raw Milk and Chutzpah, titled, The Doppelganger of Christ. With steady hand and backbone forged of Mesozoic carbon, he steers the thunderous bird of steel with great commandment. With omnipresent eye and omniscient artfulness, he safely sails us above all mounts, above the earthbound, above the mortals. From Dayton to Dallas, from Dallas to our destination, he of ash and clay, molded into perfection by the hand of God, touches us down quietly and carefully upon the runway of LAX. And it is then that I look to the monastic door of the cabin and softly and with supplicance utter, the pilot is my co-Jesus. Sharon Ariel. And for now, as I travel the road less traveled, Paul Pyatt.
I'm better now.
Oh, me too.
I'm calm. I'm serene. I'm with the Lord.
That did make things better.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Jay. For the first time, I think we played Paul Pyatt, and no one left the chat room.
That's weird.
That's big news right there.
Yeah. I don't understand their aversion to Paul Pyatt. He's a gentleman.
He is.
He's Mr. Rogers-esque.
Yes. He's a wordsmith, much like yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
Although Jesse Ferguson was typing, and I don't know. And why he said yay. See, maybe I think the Ferg likes the Pyatt man.
Why wouldn't he? Because the Ferg is a man of class and distinction himself.
Yes. That's good.
And he's a word guy also. He's not really a poet. It's more in the form of a rant when he gets going. But
Well, hey, within a rant, there can be poetry.
There can be. And there's nothing wrong with ranting.
No.
You know, sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to just get it out of your system. So, what else is happening in the world? Oh, Obama is Satan.
Oh, I know he is.
Turns out, in case anybody was wondering, if you're watching the show The Bible on History Channel.
Yes.
They finally revealed Satan, and he looks like Obama.
Mm-hmm. In fact, Jay, Fox and Friends Weekend had Mark Burnett and Roma Downey on this morning.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Of course they did. They said they were just trying to be cool. Edgy. They were trying to be edgy.
Edgy, yeah. Yeah, well, actually, I watched it, and because I wanted to see the big reveal. They said Satan was going to show up, and when he showed up, my only reaction was, oh, come on, too easy.
Yes.
You know, too easy. You know, you're sitting around. You're supposed to be creative types. Who should Satan look like? And everybody's like, Obama. I'm like, oh, come on. Everybody knows Obama's Satan. You know, should have looked like, I don't know, Quanzane Wallace.
Newt Gingrich. Wouldn't you like to have a little short, stubby Satan?
Well,
I think that would be just ironic.
Yeah. Well, of course, you know, the funny thing, you know, is that Jesus was not 6'4" and muscular and gorgeous. He was probably about 5'5" and, you know, he was looked more like Woody Allen, an Arab Woody Allen.
Yeah, you know, Misha should inherit the earth. What's so wrong with that?
Exactly.
Hey, someone got a drink for me? I need a drink. I'm a little thirsty. Jesus Christ,
I'm not going to wander around in this desert for 40, I mean, the sun beating down on me.
It's so hot.
Oh God, you know, what is that cockroach kosher that you're eating? What are you doing? Yeah.
Hey Moses, what are you doing? You got fucking Ann Baxter. Take her. My God, she's hot. What are you, stupid?
What's this? You have 10 commandments? Well, that's good. Everybody likes a good round number. They like fives and tens.
That's right, fives and tens.
Jesse Ferg just said, midget Satan.
That would be awesome.
That would be Vern Troyer as Satan.
Oh, my God. I'd be creeped out.
Well, that's the other problem with making Satan look like Obama. As we've said before, he's the least threatening black man I've ever seen.
Oh, I know. Big old ears, a goofy smile. Oh, yeah, I'm afraid of him.
Exactly. Got a little stutter.
I'm more afraid of his wife beating me up. Holy cow. Not that I wouldn't mind that, mind you.
not that you haven't fantasized about that.
Yeah.
<a little.
laughs> Hey, First Lady, why don't you perform my first rape? Hey, what?
Wait, you're 48 years old and you still haven't been raped? What's wrong
with you,
man?
I know, oddly enough. And I was raised Catholic, so it's amazing.
You are an anomaly.
I am, and I'm glad you said it, because I probably couldn't.
Oh, man. So I actually when I saw everybody on Twitter going bonkers over Obama Satan, I was like, how? Just get over it.
Yeah.
Just move on, people. Let's go.
Of course.
Whether they intended it or not, and they probably was just a happy coincidence. I don't think they really intended it, but when they looked at it, they went, ooh, like, how lucky is that? He looks like Obama.
Of course, you know, if you go back through his tweet line, you can probably see Sean Hannity tweeting, I knew it! I knew it!
Probably.
Oh, God.
Hey, but speaking of evil people.
Yes.
Did you see this? That we almost ended up with President Grintorum?
What?
And President Sandwich? Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum tried to put together a unity ticket during the Republican primaries, but it fell apart because they couldn't agree which one would be president, which one would be vice president.
Oh, God.
No. I'll obviously be president. No, I don't think so. I'll be president. No.
I can actually see him saying, you're a whore. Well, you're stupid, you know? I'll tell you what, Jay. It's snowing like hell, and I'd like to know exactly. I need a forecast.
You need the forecast? Well, I'll tell you what. We have our weatherman on top of things.
I bet we do.
Not just the weather forecast for you, but he's got the weather forecast for Jerusalem, too, because he's international.
Yes, he is.
So our chief weather correspondent, Kirk Douglas, with the weather.
Excellent.
This is Kirk Douglas with a special weather bulletin for IWS Radio. Weather in Jerusalem, Israel for Palm Sunday looks to be fairly nice with sunny skies and temperatures in the 70s. For the week ahead, it looks to be hot as an oven with oppressive humidity, with occasional incoming rockets from Palestine. For Bagwine, expect continued city weather with occasional snow showers early in the week and generally miserable and gloomy days with temps in the 30s and 40s. Man, that place must suck. In Lanarkville, a bad start with showers and cool temperatures, but improving temperatures and sunshine as the week progresses. This has been Kirk Douglas with a special weather bulletin for IWS Radio.
After playing that.
Oh, you're going straight to hell for that one.
I did hear the first couple of lines, and I see that you took the advice of your mom.
Slowed it down a little.
Slowed it down a little.
As the J mom pointed out.
Whew. Oh, my God.
Not that fast.
Can't wait to hear that in the archives. Oh, my God. Oh.
But anyway, I think he mentioned that in Jerusalem it's hot as an oven.
Of course.
Hi-oh! Everybody's a comedian.
Uh-huh. All right.
Man. Okay, well, I'm glad you remembered that. I'd actually forgotten about the weather report, which I was going to do when I went and looked out the window and saw it was snowing. I was going to say, and hey, this would be a perfect time to do the weather report. And, well, I forgot between the window and my chair.
Yeah, and the snow was so shiny.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty.
Well, kind of like, I go into the kitchen, I open the fridge, and I stand there, and I think, what was I going to do? What was I going
to
get? And then
I
close the fridge.
Oh, I was going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. Then I close the fridge and go, oh, that's right, the ibuprofen's in the cabinet.
Yes. That's okay. Schmoop tried to put the coffee pot in the refrigerator the other day.
Well, I saved the leftover mac and cheese once. Unfortunately, when I put it in the little, I say Tupperware, it was actually a, butter thing. And I then put it right back up in the cabinet where I got it from. And 2 weeks later, hey, why's the lid on that thing? Well, what the hell? Hey, it's heavy.
How does it taste?
It was delicious.
I thought it would be.
That went straight into the trash as is.
I don't believe you.
That?
I don't believe you.
No. Anyway, no, actually, I opened it up and I looked at that moldy, nasty mac and cheese and I said,
get in my belly!
Of course you did. Oh, God. Uh-huh. And Jay... And oh, God.
No, I know, I don't know.
I'm trying to find it.
And apparently
you don't
either.
You know what goes great with moldy mac and cheese?
What?
Oh, shit.
Lemonade, come and get your lemonade for sale. Lemonade, come and get your lemonade for sale.
Oh, yeah.
See? Even Hank agrees.
Oh, yeah. And for the folks out there who are probably saying, hey, why don't you guys organize your sound files? We did.
We did. We got rid of a lot of them.
And we got them. They're in alphabetical order.
I have to get rid of that messy intro, though. That threw me off.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Much like she does every week.
Mm-hmm. And then there's other people out there saying,
oh, my God, who the hell cares?
So, anyway.
Well, we got 12 minutes left, and if you'd like to call in on the Big Dick Hotline, you could call in at 661-244-WOLP.
That's right, and you gotta admire the fact that when I do the show description each week, I still include that all that in your calls, even though nobody calls.
No, they don't.
And it hurts. It hurts
it
bad.
It does. It is hurtful.
I mean, we know that Snake was available today. She could have called.
She could have. Love the Snake.
That's right.
A little irritating.
Yeah. We got, and where's Diane been?
She hadn't shown up since the one time we made the theme music for
her. I know.
Why do people do that?
I don't know. You went the time and effort to make theme music.
We give and give. so I don't know what's going on. Oh, J-Man. I accidentally made a call.
Hello?
Hey, you're with Stupid, and we just want to know how your cholesterol is.
Well, you know, it could be better.
Really?
A lot better.
We're concerned about you, Mississippi Mike.
I was so concerned about it today, I ate two slices of pizza instead of four.
Well, there you go. You know, you just got to cut down a little,
but,
right?
I had a bottle of water with it. That helps.
Oh.
Really?
God, you can't jump into these things fast. You got to, you know, go into them kind of slow.
Yeah.
You could have a major fit if you did.
Well, yeah. You don't want to go into cholesterol withdrawals.
Oh, hell no. I mean, next thing you know, you'll be out here licking salt block like the cows.
Now, with that water, though, that wasn't bag wine tap water, was it? Cause
nah, no.
I suspect there's some pretty serious cholesterol in that water.
That's that good water you can get over there at the beer mine, that Ice Mountain.
Yeah, $1 for a 1 liter bottle.
Mm.
That's the best deal in the. Yeah, and it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like discount water.
Exactly.
Always tell people when they say, boy, that's a good deal on that water. I say, well, you know, we really don't charge you for the water. It's the bottle that we charge you for.
So other than your cholesterol and you becoming an old man, did you have a good birthday, Mike?
Oh, yeah, had a great birthday.
Yeah, did you?
Worked all day yesterday from 9 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock last night on my barn.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in traction right now. If you would stir 20 bags of concrete, yeah, one bag at a time, you would know what I mean.
Well, that's okay, because isn't your mom taking you out today?
Well, you know, I called her and told her that I wasn't going to go anywhere today because the weather was bad, and she's not much of a traveler when it. No, so I let her off the hook.
Oh.
Wow, that's nice of you.
Yeah, it's bittersweet,
yeah.
Actually. Bittersweet.
Yeah.
Well, maybe another day. Maybe next
Plus,
Sunday.
I know I'll be out having to shovel snow at the beer mine in the morning. I figured I'd just sit here and watch a little Buckeye basketball and a little bit of NASCAR racing today. Mm-hmm. Well, then again, the wife, she had me cutting carpet today and pulling staples out of the floor. My job is never ending.
Hmm.
Hey, is she going to cook a nice dinner for you tonight?
Oh, probably broccoli.
It's a big plate of broccoli.
I get my new menu, broccoli and fish, four nights a week. Then green beans and chicken.
Well, you know, I'm sad that your cholesterol's high because this affects me, because there won't be any good food coming into the beer mine.
Exactly.
Oh, that's right.
No more chicken and dumplings.
Very unfortunate.
That's bad for you.
Oh, it's
yeah, they're chicken
good.
And dumplings. That's the end of the chicken and dumplings and. No more cornbread and beans.
Oh man!
It'll be baked, boneless, skinless chicken, broccoli, and cauliflower.
I know.
It'll all taste like. It's all going to taste like beef jerky.
And you know,
it'll be all dry.
Which sucks, because you know, Mike, with my teeth, I can't chew beef jerky.
Yeah, I know. I always tell the wife. I said, I'll make sure you don't overcook that for old Matty. he can only gum it.
Well, maybe you could put the beef jerky and the cauliflower and the broccoli in the blender and blend it all up.
There you go. Just give him a straw.
Beef a beef jerky shake.
A little jerky shake.
Oh, God. He about grosses me out when
Mike,
he pulled that tooth.
And, Mike, I know you're very familiar with a jerky shake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, that are the old broom dance.
I may post that today.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, when Maddie's got a loose tooth, he likes to aggravate me with it. I told him I'm about to buy him some teeth, not ready to send him to the dentist and get him pulled out. So he'll leave him alone. Look, Mikey. Click, 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 click. Boy, that's worse than fingernails on a chalkboard.
Well, eventually we'll be sponsored by 1-800-DENTURES here.
Well, we got a good candidate for them to work them. Work them.
Hey, we called one of your best. We called one of your best friends earlier, Mikey.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Billy the Kid.
Oh, you got a hold of Billy the Kid.
Oh yeah.
How's his liver? I mean, pending.
He was busy. No, Little Bill.
Oh, Little Bill at the beer mine?
Yeah, well, you hope he is.
Yeah. He said he was there.
Tell him to keep the snow down to a minimum.
Okay.
While he's there. Yeah, I'm sure he's been probably really busy today. Bring these guys back to work and you get a blizzard.
Yeah. Well, I don't know the
How's the snow there where you live, Jay, today?
It just started a little while ago. It's very light. Just not anything threatening.
Well, good. Yeah, it sounds like you've had your fair share this year too.
Well, actually, not quite what we used to have back in the day before Al Gore.
Well, that's what old people say. Yeah, that's what all old people say.
Oh,
this ain't nothing like it was when I was 8.
Yeah. When I was a kid, we used to have snow all the time. We'd be in school.
We had to walk through. I walked through 4 feet of snow all winter. Nah. Mm-hmm. Kids got it made in the shade now. Buses pick them up. They carjack people.
Oh, well. When I was a kid, the bus would let us off at the bottom of Skyline Hill, and we had to walk that itch. Now the bus goes up the hill.
Ah.
Sissies.
Yeah, actually, everybody.
Yeah.
Their parents all watch too much Nancy Grace, and my kid don't get kidnapped on the hill.
Hey, there's a buddy of mine. He come over here to watch the races with me. He wanted to talk to you guys about some spring baseball.
Really?
The weather.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a shame because we only got 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The clock is ticking down.
Well, huh? Oh, how is that 2-hour show coming? Working pretty good for you?
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Obviously, you ran out of shit to talk about or you wouldn't have called me.
Well,
you know.
Oh, sure, use me as your last resort.
The call-out feature is a game-changer, baby.
I'm telling you. Oh, yeah. Well, we've called everybody else. Oh, boy, let's call Brooksy. He's probably laying on his back. All right, well, you fellas have a wonderful afternoon, and thanks for calling. Hope it all works out for you. If it don't, use your other hand.
All right.
That's good. Bye.
Bye. Mike Brooks, ladies and gentlemen. And a fitting end to this wonderful show.
Absolutely. And we'll be back next Sunday at noon.
With a big Easter show.
That's right. And until then, IWSradio.com.
Exactly.
Check us out.
Yep. Love you all. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon. Talk to you, J-Man.
Good job, Matt.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.